For those of you who don't know me, my name is Peter McPherson, the Senior Minister of the Church. I took very little role in this past week other than being in the background, and I got a chance to meet some of the parents as they came in. And I'd like to say we've had a great week. I think Don and all the leaders deserve a great big round of applause. They've really enjoyed getting to know the children and having a lot of fun together. As you can see and pick up already this morning, they've spent the week singing songs or sea shanties, making lighthouses and parrots, playing games with balls and parachutes, doing challenge sheets. Just put up your hand if you did a challenge sheet during the week. So you'll have to ask these kids what a challenge sheet is. Having discussions. They've met more captains than at a Brownlow Medal vote count night. Even Professor Starshine, whom you've seen this morning, was Captain Starshine. They've shouted enthusiastically. You might need to give this an example for heave-ho or Captain Yo-ho.
Heave-ho!
Thank you. You can see how well-behaved they are. They've been well-trained through the week. They've had wonderful morning teas prepared by a great team of volunteers. They've done aerobic workouts to fantastic music, like Nutbush City Limit, which you heard earlier on. They've had ships and maps and treasure. And woven through the whole week, there's been this great, wonderful spirit of friendship as the leaders have got to know each other better and then got to know the children. It's been a great role model for the children to see the leaders at work together. Through the week, as you heard from the drama team presented a story about a group of pirates who turned from their bad ways of robbery and pillage and buried their weapons and sought pardon from the king, and after many adventures were then rescued from the island and joined the king's crew. And the drama and the activities all work together to try and help explain to the children that the greatest treasure in life is in knowing the Lord Jesus, the king, and then in trying to follow him through the rest of their lives and our lives. Through the week, there was this theme that Don alluded to, this theme verse, Philippians 3:8. It was in a slightly different version to the one Rick read out, but it says this: "Nothing is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I have given up everything else and counted all as
rubbish.
All I want is Christ." And in some ways, we're all a bit like the pirates. We've got used to doing life the way we want to do it, maybe not robbing people with cutlasses and guns, but we do life the way we want to do it. We make the decisions we want to make, and that becomes our pattern of life, our lifestyle. And as we go through life, we find that we have certain things that we treasure, like our children. What darling treasures they are, aren't they? Our children become some of our treasure. Our jobs, our homes, all sorts of things become our treasures as we go through life, the things that really matter to us. Now, I want to take a moment here at the risk of losing your concentration and your goodwill, because I want you to just take a moment to discuss with the person next to you, if you were shipwrecked on a desert island, what would you miss most? You're not allowed anything. No music, no books, nothing. You're just on that desert island with nothing. What would you miss the most? Take a minute to chat to someone next to you about that. Can I get four suggestions, please? Someone over here, just yell out something. Thank you. Family. Someone over here? People. Someone over here? Food. A bottle to seek for help. Wasn't quite sure what sort of bottle you were talking about there, Heather. Mark, a Bible. I would suggest that the sorts of things you miss would be what you would have as your treasures. Jesus says that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. That's where your heart will be. So it's an interesting exercise, isn't it? What you think you will miss is probably what matters most to you. And Jesus is quite right. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Now, some of the things that have been said and other things that you talked about, there's nothing wrong with them. They're really important to us. But what Jesus also says is that a lot of the treasure that we have in life will pass. It won't last. Even children and family will leave us. That is, they'll leave parents, they'll grow up. And sadly, every one of us will one day die. So Jesus says, you don't want to be too short. You don't want to have such a short perspective on treasure. Have a really long perspective on treasure. Don't just build up treasure for this world. Think about building up treasure for eternity, which is really hard to think about, isn't it? Because sometimes we don't think beyond what's going to happen after church, let alone what's going to happen in eternity. But he says, just think about having heavenly treasure, that is treasure that can't be stolen or will never perish. What's he talking about? Well, I think he's talking about what the pirates discovered in the drama. They discovered that you can't just build your life on jewels and rubies and things that you steal from other people. You can't build your life just on money and wages and superannuation and shares. Those will all just disappear eventually. What Jesus is talking about is putting that in its proper perspective and being part of the king's crew, being a follower of Jesus, in other words, that the eternal treasure that will never ever disappear is a relationship with Jesus himself. And it's important to start that relationship now while we're alive. That will go on for eternity. Now, this week, we make no apologies to you parents that through the week, we have tried to say to your children, the greatest treasure we as St. Alfred's as a church, we as Going Bananas, stay cool, we as Going Bananas leaders can offer your children, the greatest treasure we can offer them is to get to know the Lord Jesus. We make no apologies about that because we think and believe that is a treasure your children will take all through their life and into eternity. Now, I want to speak to the adults here. We've done that through the week with your children. I make no apologies to say to you this morning as adults that I want you to think about, as an adult, that the greatest treasure you can have through your life is a relationship with Jesus Christ. As a parent, perhaps if you're here with children, you need to know who Jesus is so you can help your children find out what really matters in life. And you won't be able to do that unless you know that yourself. So as a church, our greatest offering to you, our greatest gift that we can give you is an opportunity to begin this relationship with Jesus Christ. And week in, week out, this church is trying to do that. For example, if you look in the little news sheet that you were given as you came in this morning, you will find coming up shortly is a special day for women on July the 15th. You'll also see there's a special breakfast for men with someone who's been in the Iraq War, an Australian fellow who's a Christian man. There's a special week, special day coming up for young adults you'll find in there. There are activities for boys and girls that go on here every single week. There are Sunday schools for children. There are youth groups for teenagers. Now, we don't run these activities because we want any more busyness in our life. All of us are busy enough. We run these activities because we believe the greatest treasure we can give any other human being is a relationship with Jesus. That's the only reason this church exists. It gives our whole church a delight when other people get to know Jesus. We are thrilled. We feel we're doing what we are here to do. We'll do all sorts of other things just for fun, but that's the real reason why we do those fun things. The Apostle Paul, who wrote that verse that we spoke out earlier, was an unusual man. He thought Christianity was so bad when it started that he killed people to try and stop the message. And then he had an encounter with Jesus that changed his life. And he then spent the rest of his life trying to convince people that Jesus had lived and died and rose again and the benefit of getting to know Jesus. What an unusual man. And then he was put in prison for that. And while he was in prison, he wrote the line that was the theme verse for this past week. I'll need some help here, guys. Nothing is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I have given up everything else and count it all as rubbish. All I want is Christ. So in other words, there is no greater treasure than Jesus. I'd encourage you today to think about starting that relationship. Some of your children may have done that this week. A seed has been planted in their little hearts and spirits. And you might have seen these leaders today and through the week and on the video being really fun and everything like that. But I want to warn you, behind the charming exterior of every one of those leaders is a real follower of Jesus. Thank you.